Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
After the Great Recession, let's face it, banks were just not lending. While there has been an uptick in recent years, there still is not enough capital for small business to grow. And a new industry, as a result, really stepped in to fill this gap. Here to give us a roadmap is Brock Blake, who's the CEO and founder of Lendio. His company has helped over 500,000 small business owners save time and money in the search for the right business loan. Lendio is positioned as the center of small business lending by placing over 20 and more small business loan products in one place, working with 50 plus the best in class small business lenders and partnering with key small business brands. Brock, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. Thanks for having me. We're excited to be here today.
So what are the typical challenges that small businesses face when they're trying to go out and find a loan capital for their business?
Well, if you think about a small business owner, they are managing all kinds of things. They have customers and sales and marketing and inventory, and they don't have the time to go out and be an expert at all the various loan options that are out there. So what happens usually is that business owner, you know, thinks, okay, I've been banking with my local bank for 10 years or whatever it might be. If anyone's going to give me a loan, it's going to be my bank. They go there, they fill out a bunch of long-form applications, get their credit pulled, and about 90 to 95% of the time, they're declined for the loan that they're looking for. And a lot of times they think, well, that's because I'm a bad credit or, whatever. Many times that bank only has one loan product, and when there's about 25 or 30 different loan products that a business owner could get. And so, you know, that's a pain in that you're going from bank to bank to bank trying to figure out which is the best option for you. And so what we've done at Lendio is consolidated all that, made it simple for that business owner, all the loan options in one place, and help them get access to loans that are maybe non-traditional in nature, not just your traditional bank or credit union loan that you would get there.
So Blake, give us an idea, because I really call this era really BB, you know? It's really beyond banks. What other kinds of alternative financing and capital is really accessible to small businesses now?
Well, you know, for a long time, there's been some of your non-traditional, like equipment loans or accounts receivable or factoring, purchase order financing, some of those types of loan options that have been around a long time. Over the last 4 or 5 years, there's been some real innovation with what's called working capital loans, merchant cash advance loans, term loans. What's happening is, as you mentioned kind of in your intro, banks are moving upstream. You know, the recession hit and they said, it's going to cost me as much money to underwrite $1 million loan as it does to underwrite a $50,000 loan. But $1 million loan is much more profitable for me. So what they've done is they've said, I'm going to move upstream. I'm going to only focus on loan sizes, $500,000 or $1 million. And so it left this huge gap. All these Main Street business owners, restaurant owners, landscapers, dry cleaners that don't need $500,000 or $1 million, they need, you know, $30,000 or $10,000 or $75,000. So because of that gap, what's happened is that these new innovative alternative lenders have said, is there a way to offer a loan to that type of customer that's smaller in nature? And can you use technology to be a little bit more innovative? And that's what's happened over, you know, since the recession is in 2008, is you've got innovative lenders creating new products to help these small business owners, and that's what I was saying, in the form of merchant cash advances, term loans, working capital loans, and it's really opened up a whole new world for business owners, and that's, you know, what we're excited about.
So, Brock, in the minute we have left, give us a very simple checklist about what a small business owner really needs to do to secure that first loan.
Well, really, there's two points that they're going to look at. One is your credit score. So as a business owner, you want to really manage and understand what your credit score is. Is it good? Is it bad? How can you improve it? And then the second thing is they're going to want to look at the operations of your business. And usually that data comes from your bank account transactions. They want to see your inflows and outflows of your bank account. Are you generating any cash? And most of the underwriting is based on either your inflows and outflows of your bank account, inflows of your merchant account, or your personal credit score.
And so that's really where you start. So you have to really make sure that those things are really something that the bank really wants to lend against. The alternate source wants to lend against.
Right.
And when people are on your site, really quickly, when people are on your site, I just want to give them an idea. How much time does it take to apply, and what can I reasonably expect the type of loan? How much money can I get?
You know, how much money really depends on the type of business you're in, how long you've been in business, your revenues, and that kind of stuff. So it's hard to answer just that quickly, but it's free at Lendio. You come on in about 5 minutes, or not even that, maybe 3 minutes. You give us a few pieces of information. We're going to tell you the types of loan options
Excellent.
That you're going to qualify for.
Excellent. Brock, I got to leave it there. The website's called Lendio, LENDIO.com. If you want to get your business unstuck in 2015, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. This is AM 560, The Answer.